Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hello, Las Vegas, Nevada. I am Sabrina, and we are on, today is an awesome day because you guys know I normally don't do shows on Friday, but when you have a special guest that's like does a lot of things and she's an awesome moving lady doing great things for the environment and the society, we, Rolling with the Diva, agreed to interview Dawn Nicole. And I just want you guys to know she actually got even more consideration because she actually does, you guys know I love crime dramas. So she does, I'm going to let her introduce herself, and then I'll tell you guys what she does. Hi, Dawn Nicole. Noelle, I'm sorry.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Noelle. Hi. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing awesome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Cool. Cool. Thank you
for
having me.
Tell everybody where you're calling from and a little bit about yourself.
Cool. I'm calling from Los Angeles. I live here in Los Angeles. I'm originally from Philadelphia and New York. And I started out, a little bit about myself, I started out as a dancer. My whole life I trained as a dancer, got my BFA from the University of the Arts in Philadelphia, moved to New York and performed with the Metropolitan Opera, New York City Opera, trained at the Alvin Ailey School. Then I started doing Broadway. I did Lion King, In the Heights, Fame. And then I was fortunate enough, in a nutshell, just kind of squeezing my dance career in. I toured with Madonna and J-Lo, which was awesome. I got to see the world. And then I moved to Los Angeles. And here I am acting and producing, which is a whole other set of credits. And yeah.
Thank you, Dawn. That is awesome. And you know what? I was able to look at your website and look at your bio from your acting and dancing and a lot of your career, and it's just very impressive. You have a lot of tenacity. So tell me, what got you originally into wanting to do opera? Because opera is fantastic. I'm in love with opera. My favorite, as everybody knows, is classical Domingo. And tell us about opera for you. Why that choice?
Well, I didn't sing in the opera. I danced in the opera.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I started out classically trained, you know, ballet and modern dance. And it was the first job that I landed when I moved to New York City. And it paid the bills. And plus, I love, you know, classical music because I grew up dancing with it. But I trained in every style from hip-hop to tap to everything, salsa, Latin dance, everything. But, you know, it just happened to be the job that I landed, and I loved it. So, I only did that when I first moved to New York, and then I kind of moved on to musical theater and dancing with musical artists.
Nice.
Yeah.
What do you, in your career, because you're a young lady, I did not actually look up your age, but you look to be about maybe just 32. So I, am I wrong?
yeah, but I'll take it. I never talk about my age. I know, because, you know, it's Hollywood. People put you in a box here.
We don't want to know. I want to say that you are, it's interesting because I haven't interviewed a lot of producers. So how do you transition from being an actress at one point on NCIS and NCIS LA and into producing?
Well, what happened was when I moved to LA, I thought it would be an easy transition for me. For me, it was just more of a life change, you know, a new chapter. I wanted sunshine. I felt like I did all I can do in New York, and I was just ready for a change. And I came to LA, and I had my reel all together, all my acting reel, my headshots, my bio, my website, you know, everything. I felt really prepared, and I had an impressive resume, so I thought it would be a lot easier. But for whatever reason, it wasn't. So I got a little frustrated because in New York, it's fast-paced, and I'm used to working all the time. So I got, you know, I said, I'm not going to wait for someone to build my career. I'm just going to start creating by myself. So I, about 6 or 7 years ago, I produced my first short film called Shattered Pitch, which stars Chad Coleman. Chad is from The Wire, The Walking Dead. He's in Orville now. Awesome actor. And so I produced my short film, and I also acted in it. And it did wonderful in film festivals. And then I wanted to do another short film. So I produced another short film called 22 Years, which was very close to me. And I learned everything. I never went to school for producing. So to me, it was just common sense. And how do I get this done, pretty much? And then I did 22 Years, which did excellent in the film festival circuit. And you can see, actually, you see both of those short films on tons of streaming platforms online. You can, they're on Amazon Prime, Shorts HD, O Prime TV, Modest. Like, there's a tons of Nandar Pictures. So there's a tons of places that you can see these two short films. And they've done excellent, won tons of awards. And so it kind of, I just fell into producing. I just wanted to be productive and proactive and keep the ball rolling. And I wasn't going to wait for someone to give me an acting job. I started creating, you know, my own jobs, my own work. And then with a lot of respect from that, a lot of people came up to me to produce feature films. So now I have a few feature films that I'm producing on my plate. And somehow I just fell into it. I mean, I'm an actor at heart. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for our agents to contact us for auditions or for work, you know, I fill the space with producing other people's projects and my own projects. Yeah.
That is awesome. And just so you guys know, that 22 Years, it won numerous awards at the film festival, including Best Short Film, Best Actress, Best Director, Audience Choice, and Best Sound. That's a lot of awards, so congratulations on that.
Yeah, all over the world. Actually, the end of this month, both of those shorts are going to be in Nigeria. We're in a film festival in Nigeria. Yeah, so, I mean, these two films just keep going. They've been in the film festival circuit for like 3 years now. So I'm like, hey, go ahead, watch them. If they inspire you and they make a difference for you, I love it. That's the whole point of, you know, why I make films.
Now, who do you think has been the most, Dawn, been the most instrumental in your life to influence you and to keep you motivated?
Well, thank God I have a lot of amazing friends in my life that are also doing the same thing as me. So we constantly inspire each other and motivate each other. Ever since I was a little kid, I call her my sister, but she's not really my blood sister, but she's always inspired me. She was a beautiful dancer. She doesn't dance anymore, but her name is April. And I've had a lot of amazing teachers growing up since a very young age of 8. Roni Koresh. I used to dance with his dance company in Philadelphia, Koresh Dance Company. And he was one of my first teachers. You know, growing up, it was like the movie Whiplash, if you've ever seen that movie. It was pretty much like that, very strict. Okay. And yeah, I mean, I'm inspired just walking outside and seeing the sunshine and the beach and the nature, you know. So it's a lot harder, I think, to self-motivate yourself here in Los Angeles. Where in New York, you're walking in Times Square and you see all these theaters and people performing on the street. There's so much energy in New York that it's a lot easier to be inspired. But here, you have to self-motivate a whole lot more, which is a little more challenging. But thank God I have that foundation within myself that it pretty much comes natural at this point.
And that's awesome. And I, again, thank you. We're on the air with Dawn Nicole. You guys are on the air with Rolling with the Diva. I want to read you a quote that from Dawn that when she was nominated for the 2016 Image, and it's IMAGEN Award. And she said,
Ema,
I really
yes.
like this quote. And it said, for Dawn Noel, it was important for her to not only act in 22 Years, but also to produce and to bring a diverse cast to your production. As a filmmaker, I'm able to express myself without any filters, she explained. As a producer, I'm proud to employ actors of all ethnicities and in turn I provide them with a platform to share their craft with the audience. And this was from www.latinheat.com/, you can guys find it on everything related. Don, so tell me, I like how you said that you were able to express yourself without filters. Do you sometimes think that some producers or people who are in films are limited or they have to follow a certain pattern?
Sure. I mean, I think if people work for the studios, you know, the higher-ups kind of make a lot of the decisions, and I choose to work for the most part independently, where the people, the writers and the directors that I work with get to still hold on to their story with it, without it being changed. And I get to choose who I want to be in the films, and I choose always diversity. So, I mean, and that was the Mahen Awards that you're talking about, and that was a huge accomplishment for 22 years. It's kind of like the Golden Globes for Latin people. I mean, we were in the same categories and being nominated at the same award show as like Jennifer Lopez and, you know, some of the most, Isai Morales, some of the most amazing Latin artists. A lot of the actors in my cast were Latin. I you can't find a more diverse, you know, I have an African-American director, and all the producers were females, and there's a lot of, you know, in the LGBT community, and we have a child, we have an older man, a senior citizen in the film. I mean, we were so diverse, but it wasn't on purpose. It's just kind of the way I live my life anyway. So my life has a lot of diversity in it. So yeah, the Mahen Awards was a huge accomplishment for us. And yeah, I choose to kind of go my own route, it's a balance, because financially when you need backing for your projects, you may have to compromise certain things, but I still like to keep some sort of control, if that makes any sense.
No, it really does, and I appreciate that. It's a great. Now, this is from Stacy. I think we've already asked this, but I'm going to ask you, having been in the business as long as you have, do you prefer making indie films? Is it better for your creativity? That's from Stacy in Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Okay. Having been in the business as long as you have, do you prefer making indie films? Is it better for your creativity?
I've only ever made indie films. I may have a couple projects coming up that could go to the studios. But then again, it comes across the same way. They may want more control of certain things about the films. Like one, I'm doing a biopic, and that I would like to keep independent because I don't want someone to change the story of. I'm working on Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. That's one of the projects.
Oh,
it's a biopic, and taking it to the studio, they may want to do things the way they want to do it, and I want to keep it really authentic and to the son, who is Jay, Harold Melvin's son, and is a very good friend of mine. So just those sorts of things where people don't take it and run with it and do what they want with it just to make money. We just want to make a very real story about it. So creativity, yeah. I mean, I have more freedom, if that makes sense, you know? Yeah. I haven't gotten to that point, though, where I've worked with the studio. Everything that I've done has been independent, and I'm a new producer at that. I've had two very successful short films, but jumping into a feature films is a completely different genre, different story. It's a whole different thing. Like I said, in the meantime, I'm still acting in between. So I do have a bunch of projects coming up also as an actor. Yeah. It's a lot happening. I don't know how I juggle it.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I just think it's tenacity, and people ask me how I juggle my life, and I just tell them by God's grace and reminding myself every day of the Bible verse, Jeremiah 29:11, and it just basically says, I know the plans for you to not harm you, but to prosper you and give you a hope and a future. I found that this was interesting, everybody, and this is, you guys always know, I don't like stealing information, and this is from womeninhollywood.com. And facts to know about women in Hollywood. women account for 50% of moviegoers, MPAA 2017. On the top 100 grossing films of 2017, women represented 8% of directors, 10% of writers, 2% of cinematographers, 24% of producers, and 14% of editors. Center for the Study of Women in Television and Film. And Don, you already answered this question and also have made the statement of being indie films, but how do you think that women, and especially women of minority, and can get more into films? What do they have to do?
I mean, I would suggest, I don't know, some people are coming from school, if that helps, and having a great resume, being an intern possibly, trailing or shadowing other people in the business. If you have a passion for it, then just like dive into it, and whatever it takes to do, you need to do it. I'm not sure because, you know, like I said, I didn't go to school for film or producing. It's something that I just kind of picked up on my own because I've been, you know, an actor for so long, so it became common sense to me. I don't know if I would be able to walk into Warner Brothers and get a job as a producer. I don't have that sort of producing resume, but I do have determination and work ethic, and I have done that with my short films. But like I said, dealing with feature films is a completely different thing. And yes, I am producing, but my heart is still with acting, and that's what I would rather be doing. But in the meantime, if I have to take a different route to get where I want to get as an actor, hey, I'll try it, you know? And I do like producing, well, but I'm still learning a lot as a producer.
Well, I believe that we all have gifts, and sometimes we fall into the gifts. I believe that too. And it sounds like you fell into a gift that God had already given you, and you should be really proud of that. I mean, when I look at your picture and I look at your smile, you can see that you just illuminate the light from inside that's outside. And before you go, we're going to need to find out your tip about your hair because it's just beautiful. But I want to ask you this question. For young girls that are coming up in the industry, I know you already talked about what people could do a little bit. But for the young girls, how can they stay safe without going down these wrong roads or with these quick, quick fix guys or my hands are in quote from Hollywood? What advice would you have to them, and how can they stay safe while trying to build their career?
That's a great question, and I love talking about stuff like this. Fortunate enough, me coming from the East Coast or New York for that matter, I was able to build a very strong foundation of who I was first and foremost, and I had amazing people in my life to influence me and inspire me. A lot of these kids coming up today, they just see fame and fortune, and they see these reality shows, which I hate reality shows, and I'm completely against for the most part. I say this all the time, if you want to be rich, go be a doctor or lawyer. If you want to be famous, go be on a reality show. But if you really love the art and craft of acting and performing and expressing yourself, it's a long road. And there's a lot of letdowns, and you have to be prepared for that. Your ego, there is no ego. You have to be so confident within yourself that sometimes those jobs may just not be for you. They're looking for something very specific, and you can't let it ruin your confidence. Stay in acting class. There's always something to be learned, for sure. Surround yourself constantly. If you're an actor, surround yourself with actors. Go see movies. Go see plays. They need your support. Go to film festivals. If you're a dancer, stay in dance class. Go watch dance performances. Whatever your craft is, live it, drink it, eat it, sleep it, whatever, 100%. Because there's always a million other people trying to do exactly what you're trying to do. But yeah, I think you need to know exactly why you're doing it. If it's for the fame and fortune, then that's just ego. Because you can be an actor and go do a play in Minnesota or the middle of the country, and you're still acting. You're doing your thing. But if you're just only trying to make money and get on television, I think people need to reevaluate why they're actually doing what they're doing. Yeah, I mean, stay focused. And that's hard. I think grounding yourself first and foremost is the most important thing. So you don't get swept away by anything negative, you know, whatever that means to you, having yourself grounded,
yep.
whether it's a spiritual belief or, you know, whether it's some sort of religion, whatever the case may be, whatever works for you. But finding out who you are, what you stand for, absolutely is by far the most important, I think.
And I really appreciate it. And I'm going to remind all the people, men and women, because we know men these days can get caught up in some of the sex trafficking, abuse, things like that. And Dawn just said it straight up. Ladies and gentlemen, first you have to have a foundation of believing. I believe in God. You have to have a foundation of believing in whatever you choose. Now, I know there's some people who have told me they believe in Satan. That's good. I'm proud of you. At least you believe in something. You have a foundation, and I'm not mad at you, okay? But if you have no, if you don't have a higher power, then you're always dependent on yourself. So you need that higher power, because sometimes you're going to get let down by people and friends. That's one. And Dawn says that so perfect. Like, you have to really believe in yourself, be grounded. Two is, women especially, you have a gut instinct about what's right, what's wrong, and use that instinct. More than ever in our lifetime, we're in a sex personified culture right now. So we need to be protective of ourselves. Would you agree, Dawn?
Oh, absolutely. Like, when I look at Instagram and I look at these girls in their early 20s, the way they're walking around dressed, like, you don't have to do that. You know, you don't have to have a million followers on Instagram, but can you come with the talent? You know, if you're so busy on social media 24/7, then I know that you're not home actually doing the work. You're not in class. You're not focused. You're so worried about what other people think of you, and that's scary. And, you know, and talking about what you just said about having a higher power, I've recently come to trust that I can't do it all by myself, because I have been in that survival mode for a really long time of being a workaholic. And there is some truth to that. Trust me. You know, you have to do the work. You have to take two steps forward. I'm not saying be lazy at all, but at the same time, there's a time where I have to let go and let it come to me and trust that, okay, well, you know what? Maybe this project didn't work out for a reason, and I have to trust that. And I trust God or the universe or whatever you do believe in. So trusting has been a huge part for me at this point in my life. And letting go. Basically, let go, let God.
Amen. And you know what, guys? I couldn't tell you that any better. And I know that some people are like, we laugh at that. But when you're down and you're at your wit's end, and you'll know that, you'll know you're there, and you'll give it up. Don't wait for that long. Don't do that. And I just want to mention Instagram, because a lot of people, I get a lot of people daily telling me my Instagram can be bigger. I'm about quality. I would rather have a following of quality listeners than quantity. I only have 4,000 listeners, and somebody tried to put me down recently that wasn't a lot. Well, you know what? It's a lot to me, because I try to be engaged with everybody. It takes me a while to get through everybody. But I'm really appreciative of those people, because everybody knows my show is focused on, no matter who comes on, no matter what they do, is always focused on your mind, body, and spirit. If those three things are not connecting, you're going to have a hard time. I don't care.
And they're probably real followers. And they're probably real followers. Because all these people with 50,000, they're probably not even real people. It's an algorithm.
I'm always amazed. Well, you know, except for The Rock, I can see why he has so many followings. And little short Kevin Hart, because he's short and he only comes up to my boobs. I can see why he has a lot of followings. I'm sorry. I always wanted to say that about Kevin Hart. But anyway, I'm sorry. You know what? For me, I cannot really ever be serious on some things. I just have to be a joke, because I believe in laughter. So, I mean, and I think I'm funnier than Kevin Hart. So I'm just trying to see why he got famous. But The Rock, Yes, I did. And I know if Kevin Hart ever sees this, Kevin, yes, I do challenge you to a comedian session. But, sorry, let me leave Kevin Hart alone. But anyway, I just personally think that you have been a blessing to my show because I never really, I know when I get, like, I really break into Latrice Pentrell, who sent you over, I'm always, I never, always God always gives me the question to ask as I'm doing the interview, and you really helped me today to solidify why women of many cultures, not just Latino, African-American, but of Chinese, Asian, that we really need to be grounded in ourselves because sometimes we get so caught up even our culture, color of who we are, that we're not looking inside first. So you got to look inside yourself in order to feel good about what you do. If you can't see all of the things, I want to read you something about Dawn, and then we're going to talk about NCIS, because if y'all thought in NCIS LA, because if you thought I was going to not talk about that, y'all just know something's wrong with me. Hold on a second. But you know what? When you look at, and this is me, I always look at people's eyes. And when I'm looking at a picture on Dawn, like I said, of Latino Heat, when you look in her eyes, her pupils are fully magnified. You can almost see past her eyes. And Dawn, who does this except for me? You can tell deep down that you are, you don't have just happiness. You have a joy about what you do. So I'm really honored that you would take the time to come on the show and talk to our listeners and give them encouragement. I was just I have to read people something about you. Let me give this. You know what? You're a superstar. I want to ask you, let me ask you this question. What is it you have not done? Let me read this for a second. You have, I think it's been in 25 or more A and B movies. And you, what is it you haven't done? Let me ask you that.
Well, I mean, there's tons of stuff that I haven't done. I have never been married. I've never had children. I haven't traveled the world. I mean, if you're asking career-wise, I've gotten to a place in my life where my career is not the end-all, be-all. That, you know, and this is how it happened. I spent 3 weeks in this past summer in Hawaii filming a film called Devada, which hopefully should be out soon. And spending 3 weeks there, I discovered so much more about myself. While I was there, I was like, F Hollywood. This is life. How do I get here? How do I just live here? I can make films anywhere, but it was such a special, sacred, spiritual island, and I was so happy. And I was like, this is life for me. So I'm figuring out how to get back. I mean, I can almost at some point after I accomplish some of the things that I'm trying to accomplish, drop everything and live on a beach and climb a coconut tree and teach yoga and be completely fine with that.
I love it. I love it.
Absolutely. Being desperate. I stopped chasing it. And when you stop chasing it and let it come to you and people see the confidence in you that you're not so desperate for it, they can trust you. You know, there's no nervousness behind it because you trust what the universe and what God is bringing to you. So I've gotten to that point. And just to plug one more thing in, a show that I finished working on in October, because you talked about comedy and laughing and loving laughing so much, I just worked on shooting 7 or 8 episodes of this new show coming out on the E! Network called The Funny Dance Show. It's kind of like, not to switch subjects, but I wanted to talk about it because you were talking about laughter. It's going to be on the E! Network, and it's a bunch of different comedians. Some you may know, some you may not. But it is so funny. Every episode has 4 new comedians, and they're trying to dance. And it's kind of a competition. As much as I hate reality shows, this is going to be awesome. So you'll get to see me on 7 or 8 episodes called The Funny Dance Show. And you will crack up laughing. And I think it's something that TV has not seen yet. Especially as far as, and it's not really a competition because it's all going to charity. So it's basically just laughing your butt off. But going back to your question, sorry, I didn't mean to sidetrack.
No, I didn't think that.
Yeah. Oh, what did you say? What was your question? I'm so sorry. I got sidetracked.
Me too, because I was just laughing. I was listening. I'm thinking, if Kevin Hart's there, I'm going to probably come over there and, like, get him or something because he just, oh, my goodness. What was I asking? We'll have to come back to that. But
yeah,
I want to ask you, because you are very young, okay? You're just young. But all my children, how was that?
I did that a while ago, and I did NCS a while ago. These were all like a few years ago, and I didn't have huge parts on these shows. I always play a cop. You know, it's a very easy role for me to play. I was surprised that you actually pulled that out of the head, NCIS. It's probably because you like the show. But that was a while ago, and I was just, you know, co-star and a couple. I probably was on the show about 3 times. Nothing to really write home about, but. Yeah, it was cool. You know, I love playing cop, and it was cool. One scene I had with LL Cool J, but it was a small scene. You know, nothing crazy, but it was cool.
Is he nice? Is he seen? I've known LL Cool J since I was a child. I followed him. So, wow, that's amazing.
He was really cool, but that was a while ago. So, yeah.
Well, I know, but I just think it's just awesome that those are some of, people don't know, but Gibbs was part of, long time ago, of the Hardy Boys. That's how old I am. I tell people I'm 54. I'm a little proud of my age. You know,
it ain't even a number.
Because you know what? If one more man goes in my box and tells me I need to be his wife, I'm going to, like, I don't know. I think it's just crazy. Well, I want you to, before we go to our commercial, I want you to tell everybody where they can follow you at. I know you told us about what you have coming up next, and a positive 3 things that you are really grateful for.
Yes, for that question. Okay, well, you can follow me. I'm Dawn Noel, DawnNoel, and you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram. Instagram is Dawn Noel Actor. On Facebook, it's Dawn Noel. My website is www.dawn-noel.com. That's DawnNoel.com. 3 things I'm grateful for. One, this interview with you, because this was awesome, and I've learned a lot from you. Also, it's awesome to speak to someone like-minded.
Thank you.
2, waking up this morning, of course.
Yeah.
Every breath. And 3, that you see the light in my eyes. I'm grateful for that. Some people can. Some people can't.
It's just me and my. You know what? I have to say I'm very in tune with people. I love people, and I am very grateful for people and that God created people. He created us all different. But my love for people is just really unconditional. Yes, I understand there's bad people in the world. But if you give everybody a chance and you hear just a few minutes of their life, it always gives you a different perspective of being grateful for where you're at. Because I have learned in my lifetime is that where somebody else is at is where God has them. Where he has me, he has me. Then I've learned not to be jealous or be envious, but just be grateful. A lot of people know I'm going to rehab for my hip, and I'm going to announce this on the radio. So what happened is the reason my hip, and I'm not even angry about it once I found out, I've had a hip surgery when I was 10 years old. The reason that my body has been so anti-body against all of my lower half is my right hip was drilled into my pelvis, in which prevented my body from growing like it should have. And that has caused my right knee to impact my other whole body. So what I thought was going to be after my first surgery just recently for my left hip, now I found out that I'm going to have a lot more surgeries. But I'm not even mad. I'm grateful because God placed me in what is called the Nevada Community Program, one of the most talented and best rehabs in the world that people come through to all over the world. They took me as a special case because they only take traumatic brain injuries. And God placed me in this place one, to learn from the people, but also every day a patient will come and sit down and talk with me. I'm a patient just like them, but I'm able to help them unlike the staff does, because I'm just God gave me that, and I'm grateful to finally understand after 30-some years that I'm not crazy with my body, that it's just been a lot wrong, and I'm grateful that God finally found me doctors to discover that. And the reason I asked Dawn to name three things, because I'm going to have a show next week, and I want you guys to start thinking about this. It's 5 minutes, five gratitudes for 5 weeks. 5 minutes, five gratitudes for 5 weeks. If you wake up every morning or going to bed at night and you have five things you are grateful for, what they say is the last thing on your mind when you go to sleep is what you will wake up with. And I really have faith, and I challenge you guys all. And look in people's eyes, because sometimes when you just look at people, you look in your eyes, you can see that they. You can also see people when they're struggling. And you know what? Be there for people. You don't always have to get anything out of it. Just be there for people. And I'm really blessed that Dawn has chosen on our show. Dawn, I tell everybody when I really like you and I think you're awesome, I refer you to another radio show. I'm going to send over another message to my friend Queen Sylvia and give it to Latrice. But she has 1.5 million listeners out of Dallas, Texas, and she is an amazing – that's a comedian you should really talk to. Amazing, really rock star of a comedian and a great lady. And I really appreciate you taking your time. I'm humbled by you being on here, and you're just such a lovely woman to talk to. And there's many blessings and prayers I pray for you. And I just hope that you just have a great Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And always shoot us an email. Let us know what's going on. And I will always, I'll keep looking for your stuff on Instagram. But I always, and I want nothing from it, I always talk about people that's been on my show and keep sending people back to their links. Because the best thing that you can do for life for another person, especially if I'm saying for Dawn, we should be really following her and encouraging her, because she's doing something that a lot of women of culture are not able to do, and God is blessing her. So let's follow her and let's encourage her and let's help her reach that pinnacle of great success, because I can tell you she's not going to be a young lady who's going to forget where she came from. So
no. I thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. And feel free to contact me anytime. It's been a blessing, and I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And any shout-outs you want to give to any loved ones? Or Dawn is not married. She does want to have children, but she will not have those children out of wedlock. I'm just going to go, all you men that's thinking about it, get out of here. You know, be advised. And she's going to fingerprint you on a water bottle. Okay, sorry, Dawn, you're not. I'm just saying.
That is true. I am not settling. So you better come with it.
You're not settling.
Get, have your stuff together. If you don't have your S-H-I-T together, go to therapy, find God, meditate, whatever you need to do. But we're always working on ourselves. We're always growing. So
we are.
Yeah,
so we're going to go out with a song. Dawn, thank you so much for all you do. Blessings, and have a great, great night. And we're going to go to a conversion and a song. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, this is Sylvie, host of the Queen Sylvie Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Check out the show every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can hear me keep it real about everything while making a difference promoting comedy and other artistic talents from the Dallas-Fort Worth area and around the world. Don't miss the Queen Sylvie Show. Ahala.
On FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in. Up.
All right. Well, that was a great show. We had Miss Dawn Noel on, and she is a fantastic lady. You guys remember and all right, so we have some feedback there a little bit, but I want to thank you guys for being on the air with Rolling with the Diva. This is Sabrina Williams. I've been your host, and I just want to thank you being on the air with Diva. This is Sabrina Williams. I've been your host, and I just want to